This is Imran, and you're listening to In My Humble Opinion. I have read two or three really interesting items today, and if these opportunities that I'm going to talk about today are used, we actually would have a chance of making the world a better place, solving some of the major problems that we are facing, and get people on all sides to get real. The most important story I want to talk about is that the United States, our government, is actually starting an investigation into the charges that the Israelis were dropping cluster bombs. They were dropping American-made cluster bombs on Lebanese civilian Christians and Muslims. Cluster bombs are a really nasty weapon, which is a bunch of bombs that are dropped and then bounce all over the place and then spread more bombs to destroy and kill as many people as they can. Not only does the Geneva Convention forbid their use in civilian areas, the United States itself, in its secret deal to arm the Israelis over the last several decades, has a clear understanding and an agreement they will not use these weapons that the Americans are providing in certain ways, and dropping them on civilians is definitely one of those ways. The bad but not unexpected news is, obviously, the Zionists' Israeli army and armed forces did use those cluster bombs, just like many other weapons, on civilian areas. The good news is that the United States government is actually investigating that. The only sad thing is that I do not expect the truth to ever come out. If you remember, at one time, the Israelis had actually attacked a US Navy ship, killing many sailors, and yet the investigation of that evil incident had been swept under the rug. So I do not expect the actual facts to come out. I do not expect our government and our politicians to not stay in the Jewish lobby of Israel in America by exposing these facts and stopping the supply of American-made, taxpayer-financed weapons to Israel to use on civilians. And that's the sad news. The other good news I saw was a great article in the New York Times. This talks about how the villagers, the Muslim and Lebanese villagers in the south of Lebanon, from where the Hezbollah-Israel battle was taking place, from where the Hezbollah were firing rockets, those Arab Lebanese Muslims have started criticizing and openly complaining about Hezbollah and their use of human shields, areas like that village, etc., in their fight with Israel. So the bad news is that the Hezbollah does use villages and other places as human shields and to use their weapons. But the good news is that the Arabs, the Lebanese, the civilians in that area are actually speaking out against Hezbollah. They're exposing Hezbollah, and they are actually even showing how Hezbollah was using their village or parts of their village to store weapons and to launch their missiles into Israel in retaliation for Israel's attack on Lebanon. So that is the good news. The sad news is obviously that these villagers are not going to be able to influence the long-term plans of Hezbollah, because that's a much bigger game. That's a game between the Iranians and the Americans. That's a game between East and West. That's a game that nobody really wants to stop playing, because the politicians in all these countries, they can divert attention. They can divert attention like George Bush will divert attention from our own problems by talking about gay marriage or stem cell research, while we have millions and millions of people who die from cancer and other diseases in our country. And the same way, the Iranian cleric mullahs, the fanatics in Tehran, are trying to divert attention from their own economic problems, that their own youth have no future because of the way things are being run, and they divert attention with their own nuclear issue, their own drama, their own conflict, because they are trying to look like heroes to the people that they are ruling over, while they do not solve the problems, immediate and future ones, that their own nations face. This applies both to the Israelis, to the Palestinians, to the Hezbollah in Lebanon, to the Iranian clerics, to the Pakistanis, to the Hindus in India, and to the Bible-thumping president that we have in the United States. None of these people want to solve the problems that the people face today and tomorrow. They only want to divert attention. But at least today's news item shows that the people have started talking. At least we have started talking about Israel using our money and our weapons on civilians in other countries. At least the Arabs have started talking about how Hezbollah uses them as human shields. Will anything good come out of this? What do you think? Let me know at www.imran.com. This is Imran signing off.